Our reading this morning is taken from John chapter 1, starting at verse 35. If you want to follow it in the Pew Bibles, it's 1064 towards the back. I think it'll be on the screen. Yes, of course it is. Jesus' first disciples. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning round, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying and spent that day with him. It was about the 10th hour. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," that is, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We're going to look for just a few minutes now, and apologies to the 9 o'clock people who will have heard a little bit of this a few weeks ago, but we're all together today, so I hope you enjoy it again. We're going to look at a question that we ask of the parents and the godparents during the baptism service. The words are, "Do you turn to Christ as Saviour?" Do you turn to Christ as Saviour? The Christian faith, as we know, is all about Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, there's no Christianity. So we're going to think now for a few minutes about who he is. You know, the fact that Jesus existed at all is not in any doubt. There's plenty of historical and archaeological evidence that Jesus lived, and he did the things it says in the scriptures he did. But who is he? Who is he? You see, learning about Jesus and all that he did while he was here on earth is a good start. But we need a little bit more than that. You see, we can learn all about him through the scriptures. But it's a bit more. Yeah. Oh, why?
Sorry.
It's all right.
Just hold on for a moment. If this is your car, NG10 PGO, is that anybody's car here? Because it's parked in a very bad place. You need to move it so that a lorry can deliver goods. I am very, very sorry. That was a commercial interference.
It's quite all right. We can deal with commercials. So to carry on, where was I?
Sorry.
I was saying learning about him, which we can do in here, is good. But we need to do even more than that. You see, we can learn all about the Queen, for instance. Yeah, we can learn everything there is to know about her and all of her reign and all of her life, really. Or we can learn about a pop star that we really like. Or what about a footballer? You could learn all about a footballer, couldn't you? But learning all about them certainly doesn't mean that you know them, does it? You don't know who they really are. So it is with Jesus. We can know lots and lots about him. We know about his birth at Bethlehem. We celebrate that every Christmas. Yeah. We know about the birth, the virgin birth. We know about Mary and Joseph and angels and shepherds and wise men. We know that. We know about the miracles he performed. Very many miracles, wonderful miracles of healing and miracles of nature, calming storms and so on. We can know about his teaching and the way he taught people on the best way to live, on the best way to care about one another. We can learn about his death on the cross, which we celebrate at Easter time. And of course, his resurrection from the dead. But to understand who he really is and to understand the Christian faith, we need to get to know him. You see, relationship is what's important here. We only get to know people through relationship. And so it is with Jesus. That's how we get to know him. And he shows us God's love, and we can love him in return. Just look for a few minutes at that Bible passage that we've just read. John had been baptizing in the River Jordan. He'd been talking about Jesus. He'd told the people that, you know, someone was coming after him who was much greater than him. He continued to say things like that, but he was baptizing people. And one day he was standing with two of his disciples, two people who were helping him and following him, when he saw Jesus walk by. "Look," he said, "here is the Lamb of God." Now that was a strange thing to say, wasn't it? But for the Jewish people, that word lamb would have had great significance. They would immediately have tied those words into the time of the Passover, when the Jewish people, who were enslaved in Egypt, and lots of things happened as Moses tried to release them, but the final thing was they were saved by God by putting the blood of the lamb on their doorpost, and that saved them that night, and they were able to go free. So they would immediately think about God saving them when they heard about the Lamb of God. The two disciples who followed him, they just thought, well, I've heard about him. I perhaps want to know a little bit more. So they went along following him, and then Jesus noticed them. And he said to them, "What do you want?" And they answered, "Where are you staying?" Now again, that statement meant a lot more to them than it would to us. If we were to ask somebody where they were staying, we would want to know where they were living, or where the hotel they were staying in, if they were away from home, or who they were staying with. That's the sort of question we would have been asking there. But they were meaning more than that. They really were saying, "Who are you? I want to know about you. I want to learn who you are." So they went, and they went with Jesus, and they stayed all day with him. We don't know what happened during that day. We don't know what was said. But at the end of that day, one of the people who went was Andrew. And he went and found his brother Simon, and he said to him, "We have found the Messiah. We have found the Messiah." So in that day, Andrew had discovered something. That this was just not a man wandering along, it was somebody very special. It was somebody from God. I don't know if Andrew understood everything at that point, I'm sure he didn't. But he had got enough to know he'd found the Messiah. And he took Simon to meet Jesus, who immediately looked at him and said, you're Simon, you're going to be called Peter, the rock. And it was the rock on which he built his church. That little meeting there was a great foundation for all that was to come, because those men had found out that day who Jesus was and begun on a journey. After they went, they left everything and they followed him. Everything, their jobs, their families, everything, and they followed Jesus. Now, we're not all called to do that, although some people are. But knowing Jesus means it's easy to follow him, to give sacrifice for him, because he's so special. Their lives became full of purpose and meaning as they continued to get to know Jesus. He showed continual and unconditional love to everyone. He preached, and he taught about the love that God has for each person, no matter who they are, no matter what they've done, that love is secure. He had compassion on people as he healed them, and he cared for their needs. And of course, he died for them and for everyone. And that's what we celebrate at Easter. He died so that we could be forgiven of all that we've done wrong. We've asked him for forgiveness this morning, and he has forgiven us because of that death. And he showed that he could do that, because death didn't hold him. He was able to rise again The resurrection shows us that Jesus did it. He paid that price so that we could be forgiven and so that we could know him in our lives. You know, I've been a Christian for a long time now. I'm not going to tell you how long. That would be giving it away, wouldn't it? I'm not going to tell you how long, but I was privileged. My parents were Christians. I was brought up in a Christian home, and I knew about Jesus from being very, very young. But it was when I got into my teen years that I began to think more deeply. I knew Jesus loved me. I didn't doubt that. But I began to think, well, what is this? Am I following Jesus? Is this the right thing to do? Is this what I want to do with my life? I got to that state when I had to make a decision. And I did make a decision. I made a decision to follow Jesus. Because, you see, I wanted to be the best person I could be. And I knew that the only way I could do that was with the help of Jesus. Jesus has been so good to me through the years, helping me with everything. He brought me my wonderful husband, who's down there doing something with the clicker for me. 47 years nearly we've been married. Wonderful, wonderful years with Jesus right in the middle of them. I got wonderful children and grandchildren, and I want to be, as I'm sure you do, the very best parent and grandparent that I can be. And I can do that only with the help of Jesus. I'm not perfect, but with his help. And he's helped me through the years so much. It's not all a bed of roses, life, is it? You go through good times, you go through bad times, and I've done plenty of both. I've gone through some really deep times and some really wonderful times. But in every single one of them, Jesus has been with me and helped me and led me and guided me through them. And I want everyone to know that. I want everyone to know that power in their lives, that strength. Those disciples took a chance and decided to follow and find out. So I pray that each one of us here will either take that chance and find out for the first time, or just go on seeking more and more of Jesus and who he is, because there's always so much more to know about Jesus. If you would like to talk to somebody afterwards or have some prayer for anything, perhaps there's something worrying you, perhaps you're unwell, if you would like prayer for anything, that would be available at the end of this service. I'm going to ask the prayers today if they would go to the narthex at the back. That's the little room where the younger children are at the moment, because we're going to be doing something else further here, which I'll tell you about later. God bless you all.